A slain woman, a malfunctioning gun, and a body camera release. Three public safety stories demand attention. Shortly before 7 p.m. on Friday, August 7th, officers responded to a call near Summerview Court and Jade Coast Drive in Mira Mesa and found a woman in her 70s who had been shot to death. Her husband, a man in his 60s, was transported to a hospital in critical condition. As of Saturday, no suspect had been publicly identified and no arrest had been made. San Diego Police Department said there is no known broader threat to the public, a statement investigators typically make when they believe the attack was not random, but no motive has been confirmed publicly. In La Mesa, at 3:38 a.m. Saturday, police responded to a domestic violence call at an apartment complex in the 8400 block of Buckland Street. The suspect, 31-year-old Trevor Shell, allegedly fired a handgun inside the unit. One round passed through a shared wall and struck a 51-year-old man who was asleep in the neighboring apartment. That neighbor, who had no involvement in the dispute, was hospitalized in stable condition. Shell then allegedly pointed the handgun directly at responding officers and pulled the trigger. The weapon malfunctioned. He was taken into custody and faces serious charges. The malfunction is the only reason additional fatalities were not recorded. The incident illustrates a pattern documented by domestic violence researchers and housing advocates. In densely populated apartment complexes, gun violence connected to domestic disputes can turn lethal for entirely uninvolved neighbors. A third public safety matter involves accountability rather than an active investigation. SDPD released body camera footage this week of Officer Jonathan Penuelas firing at a 44-year-old man during a foot pursuit on June 30th in the Morena Riverbed near the intersection of Friars Road and SeaWorld Drive. The man was not struck, and no firearm was recovered from him. Under California law, agencies are required to release officer-involved shooting footage within 45 days when no charges are pending. The release is consistent with that timeline. The case is being investigated by sheriff's homicide detectives under the countywide outside agency protocol, with no announced timeline for a conclusion.